We're here at the National Ethanol Conference, and starting out today, we had a big announcement from Novozymes. With me is the Novozymes CEO, Steen Risgaard. And Steen, why don't you tell us what you announced this morning?
So what we announced was the launch of Celex CTech 2, the first enzyme ever that will enable the viable commercial production of cellulosic ethanol.
Obviously, this is a huge deal here. And personally, you just mentioned that this means a lot to you.
Yeah, that's correct. I was employed 30 years ago by the company as a young researcher. I was put to work on this. We gave it a shot for 5 years, then we gave up. But the company started its efforts again 10 years ago. So for me, it's a wonderful day today.
Well, and one of the main things that this is going to do is enable the use of waste material, especially corn cobs, corn stover, correct?
That is correct. And other like wood chips, in Brazil, the bagasse, in Europe, the wheat straw. So all kind of agricultural leftovers, of which there's sufficient to replace 25% of global gasoline consumption.
That's huge. Now, you were saying that we talked about the potential of using this for switchgrass and some other energy crops, but you mentioned the indirect land use issue and how you're really focusing on the waste material.
Well, actually, personally, I think energy crops is a wonderful idea and should be part of our future as well. I just don't want to see this beautiful development being blocked by people that start speculating about things that we don't necessarily have to do. Let's start with the waste, and then in due time and with due considerations to all the kind of complications, then we can look at energy crops after that.
Now, how is the new RFS2? We talked about a little bit about the cellulosic mandate, if you will, under the RFS2 has been lowered, right? And what do you think about
that? Now. Well, I think that was the only thing to do because the industry is not ready. I think the important thing is that the 16 billion gallons in 2022 still stands, and then it's just a recognition of the fact that we, all of us as an industry, is a couple of years behind schedule.
How important is government support still at this point for developing cellulosic ethanol?
It's very important. This is a new fledging industry, and it needs actually a lot of support to get off the ground. Once we are off the ground, give us 5-10 years, then we'll be able to fend for ourselves.
How does the development of ethanol and the regulations and whatever, the government support of it here in the United States compare to other parts of the world?
I must say that the U.S. Is in the lead. Well, there's Brazil, of course, but other than Brazil, then the U.S. Is certainly in the lead. I think U.S. have done a wonderful job of orchestrating the different ministries, as we call them, the different agriculture and so on, and energy. And it spans all the way from supporting research, basic research, applied research, upscaling, to the fact that the corn-based fuel ethanol has paved the way in terms of establishing the infrastructure. I think it looks like, at least from the other side of the Atlantic where I reside, as a carefully orchestrated and well-executed plan. But of course, one word of caution, you should not stumble now, because now is the big day.
Tell me about the plant in Nebraska, Blair, Nebraska, I believe.
That facility is being constructed as we speak. It'll be ready for production by end 11. It will produce enzymes for both corn-based and cellulosic, and it's made for in such a way that it can be rapidly expanded, and we can expand it quicker than anybody can build their facilities. So we will be able to supply whatever is needed here in the United States.
All right, one last question. This is an improvement. Are you going to keep working on this to make it even better?
Of course we are. That's it's always whatever enzyme we develop for other industries as well. As soon as we are ready with the first, we go for the second and third and so on. That's the name of the game in the industry, so we will.
All right. Thank you very much. I'm Cindy Zimmerman here at the National Ethanol Conference.